Let's look at Acts 2, 1. Acts 2, 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with what? One accord in one place. That should tell us something now. It's important, whether we're at home, church, on the job, to work toward peace and come together on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with tongue as the Spirit gave them utterance. Verse 12, and they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, what meaneth this? And others mocked and said, these are full of new wine. And Peter rose up and said, no, we're not. This is what Joel prophesied, and now it has come to pass. Shout hallelujah. So what I want to share with you and remind you, and if you're on prayer line, you will know most of this. And if you're not on prayer line, come on, get up. Get up. Just sacrifice one day a week, 1 hour, 5:15 or at 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock, whichever case or all the cases. I dial in the prayer line, all three lines. Been doing it ever since we've been on. All three times, every time. You know, once in a while something will happen and I can't come on. But as a whole, I dial into prayer line every time. And so that's what, 3 times 4 is 12, 13 times a week. Amen. I'm better for it. I'm stronger for it. Hallelujah. But what I wanted to share with you is speaking in tongues and why you should speak in tongues. Ask your neighbor, say, do you know why you should speak in tongues? They should say yes. But this is a supernatural means of communication with God. Now, you feel with it. Is there anybody who's not filled with the Holy Ghost and you want to get filled? We'll do that before you leave. Hallelujah. You want to be filled and you want to speak in tongues? It's not anything to be afraid of. I have to admit, when I first got filled, I was scared. I was scared. I was afraid. I didn't know what it was. But now we have much more teaching. Much, much, much more teaching. It's been 40 years ago or more than that, that I was filled with the Holy Ghost. So now that I know, I wouldn't want to be without it. You know, they said, don't leave home without it. I wouldn't want to be without the Holy Spirit. So it's a supernatural means of communicating with God. Do you have a problem, or do you have a situation, or do you have a praise? Sometimes you said, I just can't thank you enough. I don't have words to express how much I appreciate what you did, what you said. And when you say that to Father, I just can't understand why you would do that for me. I'm just so thankful, Lord, for what you've done. And you can't get the words out, but you got a supernatural means of telling him. Oh, I praise you. And the words that come out of your mouth are the words that he understands. Because you're not speaking to me, you're not speaking to your neighbor, but you're speaking to God the Father in the perfect language. So I admonish you, as a means of praise, to do it often. All during the day. You don't have to do it out loud if you're aware you would disturb somebody, but do it in your heart, in your spirit. If you have a problem you can't seem to solve, pray out in the Holy Ghost, and he'll take you to the Word. He'll take you to an answer in the Word. Many times I've just opened my Bible, and there was the answer right there before me, the Word of God. And you pray it out in the Holy Ghost. You don't have to run and tell everybody the problem. Sometimes you need to talk out a problem. Is that understood? But you don't have to go and tell everything about the problem. You can go to the Father and pray in the Holy Ghost until you get a relief and a release in your spirit. Get off Facebook, get off all that stuff, and get on your knees before God, or sit on your seat, lie on the floor. Determine what it is you desire from God. check in your spirit, man. God will have dropped in your spirit what you need and what you desire. And if that desire is from him, then pray it out and he'll show you. Too many in the church, in the body of Christ, don't know about this gift. And too many who do know about the gift are not using it. I tell them all the time, I didn't bring my iPad up here on purpose because I knew I would open it up and go off on several rabbit trails that I don't have time to go on. But I tell them in healing class often, and when I share about how important it is to get into the word and then to know what you're doing, it's so much on that. As long as I've had that iPad, I don't know a thing about. I've at least a dozen, 15, 16 Bibles and concordances on there. I use one concordance almost all the time. And I was just sitting there one day last week, a week before last one, just hitting some of those others. And I said, oh, I didn't know that was on there. So I tried another. Oh, I didn't know that was on there. I tried it. Oh, I could have been using them all the time. Listen, if you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you have a tool to use to get you where you need to go in life. If you have a problem that you don't know how to solve, you have the Holy Ghost and the Word of God to bring you the answer. As you pray it out, Holy Spirit will direct you to a scripture, or he'll have somebody call you or send you a text, or you'll just remember something that you heard 20 years ago, so to speak, and that will be the answer. And you don't have to worry, and you don't have to fret, and you don't have to live beneath where God called you to live. Now, most of us can't stand just to go up on the mountaintop. The man that went across Antarctica, that 50-something days, and he made it. It wasn't an easy trip, but he ended up in the victory. Anybody see him in the news this evening? 50-something days in the cold, but he made it. It wasn't an easy trip. I'm saying, don't decide that just because I'm praying in the Holy Ghost and just because I know God, it's always going to be a flowery bed of ease. He said he always causes us to have the victory. Victory means you have to overcome something. And you pray it out in the Holy Ghost, and I promise you, and with the Word of God backing you up, taking time to worship and praise him. Whatever your problem you're facing, whatever goal you're set, as long as you have sought God and know it's his will, you find the answer.